Good morning. This is Ben Jensen, and this is Livestock Lines. I'm talking to Dan Hallstrom. He's the president and CEO of the United States Meat Export Federation. So, Dan, can you talk about some of the recent consumer trends that you have seen in beef and some of the main marketplaces that you are wanting to capture in these next few years?
Yeah, sure, Ben. Thank you. Yeah, we're going to come out of 2022 with a record, and you're going to close to $12 billion in sales globally. The main drivers there would be your mainstay markets like China, Japan, Korea, Mexico. But really the exciting thing, and those are exciting enough, but you're seeing broad-based growth from a lot of emerging regions as well. So, you know, places like Southeast Asia with Vietnam, Philippines, Indonesia. You've got, of course, Central America, South America. A place like Colombia, for example, was probably 10 years ago, probably only $10 million in sales. Today, you're approaching $100 million in sales. So it's those developing markets like that, small by themselves, but when you add them together, it's significant. So I think that is really the key to the records from last year. In terms of the trend lines, well, there's one obvious one. With COVID, and keep in mind that most of Asia was still under COVID restrictions most of 2022. And so retail and online e-commerce have been the driving trends. They were trends before COVID. And all COVID did was expedite the adoption of these e-commerce online channels. Home delivery, office delivery, you name it. And most of the brick and mortar stores in Asia, some of them didn't have any online before COVID. And then after COVID, they all have online platforms. So this is a trend that was there before, but it's a trend that's here to stay in a much bigger way as we go forward into 2023.
So how much demand have you seen? I know you said it was record demand last year, but how much demand are you expecting for 2023? Is there any kind of expectations that you guys are having at United States Meat Export Federation?
Yeah, well, so like I said, we've been a record the last 3 years in a row, and our estimate's a little more conservative for next year. Call it steady to maybe down a couple percent, only because of the forecast for reduced beef production in 2023. But that being said, we knew this reduction in production was coming, right? So the last year or so, we've been working with the trade in all these key countries to diversify the product mix. So we know that, for example, one of the most underutilized primals is the round. So we're working with these different importers in these countries to use more of the insides or the knuckles and show them how to merchandise it as maybe a replacement for the chuck roll. Because the chuck roll will probably not be enough chuck rolls to go around. So, you know, this kind of reconciling of the product mix is something that we're focused on. And so in some regards, I don't think we'll lose as much volume as we think we might, simply because a lot of these customers will diversify their product mix.
All right. Well, thank you for joining me here on Livestock Lines, Dan. It was good to meet you in person finally, and I appreciate the additions that you are making to meat export part of the marketplace for livestock producers, adding value to producers here through some of these exports to giving to other countries. I appreciate you joining me here on Livestock Lines.
My pleasure, Ben. Anytime.